This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, February 20th. Okay, so the tech stocks are in the midst of a bit of a correction, so I should explain the anatomy of this correction. Supermicrocomputer last week admitted that they are constrained by the number of chips that NVIDIA can produce. So that fear that they might not be able to have 200% sales growth forever triggered a correction on Friday, and it's continuing now. And it's nothing to worry about because NVIDIA will announce its latest quarterly results this week. Their sales will be up well over 200%, and they should provide positive guidance, okay? But there is technically an AI chip shortage, okay? That's why NVIDIA and Supermicrocomputer are doing so well, okay? So so we don't have to worry about that, but NVIDIA's earnings will dominate the news this week. There's other stocks announcing, like Toll Brothers. That's also one of our major holdings, in addition to NVIDIA and Supermicrocomputer. It should beat. The home building sector is actually very healthy. Everybody's anticipating lower rates and all that stuff, and there's obviously pent-up demand. But otherwise, what I noticed is that as the tech stocks are zigging, other stocks are zagging, okay? Energy, by and large, is pretty firm, although natural gas-related stocks are a little soft because this winter has been abnormally warm, okay? And so natural gas demand isn't as high as the energy patch would have hoped for. So as we approach spring, you're going to see crude oil firm up. You're going to see a lot of refiners firm up because refinery utilization was only at 80.7% as they do maintenance and do the transition from oxygenated winter fuels to the summer fuels. And then, of course, natural gas is more weather-related, okay? The fact that the Biden administration stopped the LNG expansion in America for environmental reviews and other things really did kind of hurt the natural gas sector. Good example is Guyana, which is the biggest oil find and most exciting oil find in the Americas, wants to, start producing natural gas right now. Most of it is injected back into the wells as they find crude oil. But, at these low natural gas rates, it may not be cost effective. But eventually, the whole world's going to be switching to natural gas and away from coal just because it burns cleaner. It's very efficient. And it'll be interesting how long this transition takes. But again, the fact that LNG in America is dead until we get another administration is another matter. And speaking of the Biden administration, they basically have a UN proposal demanding a ceasefire in Gaza right now. That's a break from policy. Obviously, Benjamin Netanyahu and President Biden are not getting along. This happened during the Obama administration when Obama sent a guy named Ben Rhodes over to Israel to basically defeat Bibi Netanyahu, and so it's unfortunate that our relationship has deteriorated to that point, but Israel's going to do what they have to do, and that's that. As far as everything in the Middle East, the Houthis sunk a ship. It was a cargo container, was headed to from UAE to Bulgaria. It was actually a dry goods container, and but the ship sunk. So shipping still remains very challenging in the Red Sea. So the world remains, the tension is there, but this has been a stunning earnings announcement season. The average stock has beaten estimates by over 6%. Our surprises have been bigger. NVIDIA is going to be the grand finale. And again, I don't have many stocks at 200% sales growth. The only other one other than NVIDIA is Supermicrocomputer. So, there's a reason these stocks are leading the market. And by the way, AI stocks last week did cross above 10% of global market capitalization. So, When we do AI stocks, we like the stocks that make money. Now, speaking of AI, you know, Google's laying off 12,000 people despite record earnings. There's grumblings within Google that, you know, there more people are going to be replaced as AI gets more efficient. But this is what we call part of the productivity miracle, okay? And whether that's right or wrong, that boosts GDP growth. So it's very, very interesting what's going on. The other interesting thing is Walmart did beat on earnings. Walmart's not one of my stocks, by the way, although I have it for some clients that have transferred it in. But their same-store sales were up 4%, looking a lot better than analyst estimates, and their guidance was pretty good too. So they do think consumers are fickle. Walmart is not making money on online sales yet. They will make money, of course. They're a very well managed company, and they've done a lot of remodeling in the stores. And so it's just interesting to watch. You know, where consumers are spending money. But if it's priced right, they spend. You know, they're very value conscious, and that's that. So we had a very bad retail sales report in January. We do need the consumer to, you know, help us out here. And we'll see what they do. But as far as I'm concerned, a robust economic recovery is underway. The U.S. cannot go into recession like Japan and the U.K. and other countries are teeter on recession like Germany. And the reason is we're food and energy independent. We're exporting record crude oil production. We're the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. We don't know what to do with all the natural gas we have. So the LNG business is still good. But again, demand is impacted by the weather. The colder it is, the more LNG they sell. And it's a very interesting environment we're in. So the bottom line is it's every stock for itself. The new leaders of this market, in my opinion, are NVIDIA, Supermicrocomputer, Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk. Those last two, of course, the weight loss medications. I think it's a pretty good market. And I'm happy to see that on sloppy days like today, the market rotate in other stocks. So money's not leaving this market, it just gets reshuffled. And we have a lot of the new market leaders. We've had a stunning earnings announcement season. And I think you'll see a big recovery tomorrow when NVIDIA announces. So hang on, enjoy the ride. And it's going to be a lot of fun here, folks. Take care. It's Louis Navalier.